Captain and Tennille on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Circles. That was actually written by Tony Tennille back in the day. One of the many songs that she wrote for Daryl Dragon, who was her husband until they divorced a few years back. He has since passed away, but one of the songs she wrote to say, you know, I love you, and he didn't quite pick up on that, as I understand it. So that's the way that worked. And loved kept them together until they divorced. And before that, Sven Lebeck, The Closer I Get to You, and Ronnie Aldridge did How Deep Is Your Love. Here's Frank Chaxfield, Here It Comes Again, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious. We'll be right back.
0. want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope, it was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. Pulls me down here, this familiar, deep, dark cavern. Keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below. I say goodbye before I go. My last breath, at last I see the light.
Thank you. walking down the street, smoky eye, looking at the sky. Thank you.
I can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I prayed to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in. She leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in line at El Small as I am, at night at El Comador. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, at night at El Comador. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, at night at El Comador. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, heading line at El Comador. Just over that wall is the promised land, heading line at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we heal them. refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do.
Slow down. come back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. How about Mark Lethierry on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear the words that I'm thinking about a world on fire, good thoughts lost in the mire, and it seems like no one's listening. If you could see me now, if you could see me somehow, if you could see the world where we're living, where the money's in charge and the black coal barge, and there's no more fish to be fishing. If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear what my soul is
screaming. WRCT, the In Sound, from Way Out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Let's start today with mass shootings. You know, whenever there is news of a specific mass shooting, understandably, the focus becomes the facts of that particular situation. When we had the Buffalo mass shooting where this 18-year-old was targeting black people, this was in Buffalo, New York, not this past weekend, but the previous one, we immediately, understandably, correctly spoke about the details of that incident. Where did the individual come from? What were the motivations of the individual? Who were the victims? What was the response? What has been the political response? And on and on. And whenever we do that, we often will lose the perspective that there are so many of these mass shootings in the United States that it would almost be a full daily podcast just to keep up with the mass shootings that are taking place in the United States. Now, I spoke to a couple of people yesterday, just casually texted friends and said, hey, I'm researching for a story I'm doing. If I just asked how many mass shootings have there been in 2022 so far without looking anything up, what's your sense? And many of them wrote back something like, well, I'm aware of like three or four specific ones that like made the news to the threshold that I was aware of it. So there's probably been like 40 or 50 because we have a huge mass shooting problem here in the United States. We have had, as of yesterday, 210 mass shootings in the United States so far. It's only May. It's only May. And we have had 210 mass shootings. Never mind individual shootings, as well as shootings in which two, but not more than two people were injured or killed. Remember, if one person shoots two people, by most metrics, that's not considered a mass shooting. You could argue that it should be. But depending on the archive or statistics you look at, it only is considered a mass shooting when three or four people are injured or killed. And bearing that in mind, if you go to the Gun Violence Archive and you can download a spreadsheet of this, you will see 210. Actually, in fact, I believe the number is now 211. Since I last looked at this, there was a mass shooting yesterday in South Carolina, North Charleston, where 5 people were injured. So it is now 211 mass shootings in the United States. Every single one of these is a story that impacts many people, families, friends, coworkers, etc. If we pick a random one of these, just for example, the second most recent one, which when I looked yesterday was the most recent one. When you look at that one, that was in Goshen, Indiana, by the way, a place I've been to. And it took place on Rosemare Court. When you look at the victims, there was a 17-year-old male who was killed. There was a female injured, another female injured, another female injured. And the suspect is believed to be a 20-year-old male who was also killed, according to the information that we have here. And for every single one of these, typically there is a media source that you can look at. In this case, the media source takes us, looks like it's a Facebook page, a release from the Goshen Police Department talking about how an emergency call was received that a shooting took place at a residence. 5 individuals were injured, according to the report. EMTs were sent out. 2 injured females were airlifted to a trauma hospital in Fort Wayne. 1 was taken to a hospital in South Bend. An injured male was taken to Goshen Hospital, but has been declared deceased, and 1 male was pronounced deceased at the scene. Every single one of these is a story that